Porter will do an excellent job. He's been doing a great job. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's part of the whole deal. You know, it's crappy, but you know, I gotta be positive and I gotta, you know, get things right and get healthy again. And you know, and guys got to step up, and he's done an excellent job, and he'll continue to do an excellent job. You know, they're gonna work together out there, communicate, and you know what I mean? They're going to get another win in Philly. That's the next step. So, you know, and my next step is getting healthy. So,
David, do you plan on being around after you have your surgery to contribute in the meetings still? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you're going to be in here getting treatment, and obviously, you know, I probably won't, you know, I'm going to work with the trainers and, you know, different schedules. I'm not going to interfere with the other guys, but I'm always going to be around, and, you know, if anybody ever needs anything, you know, I'll definitely offer my opinion or my analysis of any film or anything like that. So we're always there to help our guys, and you know, that's the team aspect. You're never going to lose that. So but you know, like I said, for me it's get healthy again, and you know, get ready to play football again in the future.
Do you have a schedule set for when you're going to get that thing taken care of, or nothing?
You know, I gotta kind of talk with the, you know, the family and everybody, and figure out, you know, what's best, and, you know, talk with the doctor tomorrow morning, and, you know, figure out the best time for to get that done, and, you know, and then we'll go from there.
What's this been like for you, working as hard as you did to get back, and then having this happen?
Obviously, very frustrating. You know, but things happen. I mean, that's part of the game. You see a lot of guys out there this year that have gotten, you know, injured, and, you know, mine just happened to be a couple. You know, kind of guys rolling into me, guys kicking me. I mean, you can't really predict that stuff. You know, you don't plan for it. I mean, you do the best you can, and you know, I did that, and, you know, I can't sit there and have any regrets. So things happen, and, you know, you got to move on.
Did you put the jersey in his locker?
No, we were saying that, you know, it was a good prank, but that wasn't me. I first thought it was Eli, but you know, I guess I just got the jerseys mixed up, but it made for a pretty good laugh.